Carl Mooney here from the City of College Station. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. Since the last time we saw you, the experienced Bryan College Station has a new president, Kendra Fry, who's been on the team for a while.
Like, she's been around. Yeah. Kendra, some folks probably remember years ago when we had a separate sports organization here in the Brazos Valley that kind of oversaw all the sports, and then it merged eventually with what was then the CVB. And Kendra has stayed with the group and moved along and did an exceptional job as the interim executive director. And so with unanimous vote, the board of directors, and I'm now one of them, decided that, you know what, we've got somebody we know, someone we trust, someone who knows the community and has done the job very well. Let's give her the reins.
Yeah.
And so we did.
Well, and again, it gives you an opportunity to bring somebody in who's really in their wheelhouse is the idea of a very important part, and that is sports-related things that we have going on in Bryan College Station.
Absolutely. And I know you had J.D. Wood from the city here, and of course, J.D. talked about the large number of sporting events that are just scheduled for College Station. That doesn't include Bryan and some of those that are shared jointly between Bryan and College Station. So it goes well into the, you know, mid-100, 150, up that range. And that's a lot. But I think one of the things that you're going to see the experience Bryan College Station try to do now is do more marketing and also try to fill in those gaps in the Monday through Friday groupings that, the conventions, the different kinds of meetings for large groups that we seem to be missing on. And, we've got five full-service hotels now in town. You've got the Stella over in Bryan. You've got the George. You've got Calvary Court. You've got the Hilton End. Of course, we've got the newest Embassy Suites. Mm-hmm. So that puts us in a different ball game than what we were able to provide earlier to visitors.
Hey, while we're Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, with us, and while we're talking about that, clearly it's no secret. One of the things that both cities were frustrated about was the way that these cities were marketed, either individually or as a group. Right. And so I think that that both cities had looked at taking some of that and carving it back and maybe having a little more discretion over marketing for their cities. Some thoughts on how that process is going? Is that a conversation that you're having as cities individually and together and with the CVB board as you decide, no, we think we'd like to promote this and this is what you promote?
Yeah, I think it's a joint effort, Scott, across the board. You're seeing Jay Sokol, for example, on behalf of the City of College Station, get more involved than ever before. When we promote, just as an example of something that happened in the past, when we promote an event in College Station, why are we showing the lake up in Bryan as a venue?
Sure.
That doesn't make sense. And so I think we'll avoid those kind of faux pas and at the same time try to be a little bit more aggressive for each city. I mean, Bryan's now, I was talking with Mayor Nelson just this weekend. They're trying to set their sights on what is this super park going to look like. We talked about some of the things that could possibly be there so that the things that we already have, for example, Veterans Park with synthetic fields, which can be used a large number of times. If you have just a grass field, you get about 600 hours a year out of that. Otherwise, the next thing you know, you've got spots of dirt and nothing else, and it's just not good. All right, but if you have a synthetic field, now you're talking all kinds of hours during the day, during the night, put in lighting like we have again at Veterans Park, and everybody benefits from those. So if Bryan were to do something similar, you could see that we could expand the number of teams and the number of events that would come out, and maybe you could have soccer over at Veterans Park, and who knows, rugby over at the Super Park or whatever it becomes at some point in time.
Sure. And before we leave CVB, most of the things that happen CVB go under the radar screen here in Bryan College Station because we go about living our lives, and we see, hey, there's a lot of traffic. Yeah. But one of the things that was a really big deal was the 4-H State Convention, which basically College Station was the default location. Well, one year Lubbock came and stole it. Well, so you got together and said, we can't let this happen again. And part of that team was A&M. A&M had said that they would make some facilities available, maybe at discounted prices, that would make it better for us. What else have we heard from A&M beyond that? How are they weighing in on this?
Well, we're coming up to a year in which all that's going to be reevaluated. A&M has some new facilities that have come on board, more to come. Of course, the people are referring to it as the Kane Hotel at this point, for lack of any other name. That's going to have some convention space. The thing is, the hotels, as I understand it, is only going to have about 250 rooms. All right. Now, if you bring in 600 people, that tells you right there that there's going to be spillover to other places. Plus, if you have a large group, you might not want to have everybody meet just there. Mm-hmm. You might want to farm it out among the various places. Who knows? The Expo Center, or any place else in town, other hotels. So it's going to be an opportunity for us to sit down with the university, figure out just what are the viable venues and how are we going to coordinate all of this. Traffic will become a part of that. How can we effectively move people around so that if you have something starting in, say, at the Hilton at a particular time, are the folks going to be able to get back and forth? And that's going to require busing and perhaps some other types of transportation.
Certainly. Well, with the closing of the Travis B. Bryan Golf Course and everything moving to the Phillips Events Center, the City of Bryan has, in fact, set aside some property that will be used for a senior citizen center there, which I'm sure makes their seniors happy. Where are we as far as the College Station project, which basically was to change the Arts Council building into a senior center, or where are we there?
Well, the Arts Council is working on an existing building, that they are hoping to have a contract for. I'm not going to divulge where that is or anything at this point. Once they have that settled and they're able to get all the work done, probably within a year and a half, we'll be able to take a look at the current Arts Council building and determine just what kind of changes we need to make there. The building as it stands would not be adequate for a senior center. There would have to absolutely be some changes, maybe even some additions to it. And we're going to look at other things that are coming into town. You and I have talked about the YMCA and what will that afford, and how can the city and the university coordinate with the Y even to provide senior programs.
So now, from a budgetary standpoint, have you already got some line items for future budgets to take this current Arts Council
That will actually come up in the next budget cycle. So when we have our retreat, which is now going to occur in February, that will be one of the topics that we'll have under discussion and try to figure out, all right, we know now when the Arts Council is going to be out of the building, so what are we going to be able to do and what's going to be the timeline and the cost to get that done.
What's the reason for moving it to February?
Just a lot of people doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We've talked about it before. Unfortunately, most of our council members have to work.
Yeah, you got that dead work thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're fortunate we have some folks who have some good business experience and such. And particularly in one case, that takes that gentleman out of town considerably. And we wanted to make sure that we had the voices of all council members present. So normally we would have it in late January, so we've just pushed it back a couple weeks into February.
You're not the public works director, but we had 20 degrees today. Did you hear any, do we have any water problems or anything that you've heard
of? Not that I heard of. Nothing came across on my cell phone. I saw Mr. Downs was trying to ice skate in his Honda out there morning.
Yeah.
Except for a couple vehicles, I think everybody else will be happy that he made it to his parking space.
It's bumper cars, right? What are you going to do about that? Well, got anything else on your radar screen this morning?
No, to remind folks, we are in a holiday week, which means that garbage and recycling was not taken care of on Monday because that was New Year's Day. So as I was driving in this morning, I saw a few cans out in a neighborhood where I know, no, folks, don't worry. They will be out tomorrow picking up your recycling. So if Emerald Forest, your recycling and your trash pickup will be tomorrow, Thursday.
All right, make sure your yard cops don't write them citations. Okay?
Exactly. Yeah. And folks, if you're not sure, we've got a nice website. The city has a real nice website with a calendar that's in PDF format. You can print it, and it shows you for your neighborhood, your street. You can plug in your street, and it'll show you exactly what day your trash, your recycling, your yard refuse, all that stuff is being picked up, and you can print it off, put it on your refrigerator, and not have to worry, okay, wait a minute, is today recycling day or not?
Yeah, it's all right there for you. All right, it's a deal. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.